This is the evening of October 28th, 1988. This is the evening of October 28th, 1988.
Greetings.
Have we had a fun day?
Yes, indeed.
This is Herr Don. And I come in radio.
Yes.
And I've just talked myself along with you all day. It was really hard to keep up with all of you going in every direction. I had to stop Dorma and Daylene from buying everything.
How did you
manage?
They're
going to bring all these sprays home.
I need the formula.
Well, you haven't waited till next week yet.
True.
When they'll have this business meeting with all the ones who've gone bankrupt. Teach you how to do business. You want to report from me, I want to report from you. Nice place, isn't it?
No.
It's home, isn't it?
It is home. That's like it feels like coming home.
Yes. This is as close as you're going to get in this place. There are other places, but this is as close as you are going to get to the vibration and the energy of these dimensions outside your own. And I'm happy to. Where did you go, Wolverly?
Well, first, Randall feels very much like our family. It's nice that he feels at home. And we went many places, to the Mill Street, Capitol Hills Project, and down to the monolith in the industrial park, and then to the Patterson, and visited with our friend Larry. And then to John Noon's place, and then up Water Canyon to the Weir. And at that point, we turned about and went back down to the arena. And then we peeked into Rivers Clegg's house.
Also.
And then came on down Old Town. Looked at the golf course and the community-wide place.
Well, we have a report on that. Have we had any news on that? Can you tell it's any different?
I think maybe Al has some news.
I would hear it.
No, I heard that you saw it, the doctor.
When did you last hear it?
One week ago.
And where did you hear?
Karina telling someone when I was in the office.
All right. Well, we don't have to worry about that one anymore. See how easy it is? It was overpriced, and you have as good places elsewhere that'll be a little bit more centrally located. So don't carry with concern about it. I can guarantee everything that is meant to be will be. And you don't have to be concerned about it. Sometimes things have to turn over two or three times. We're going to hearken back to North Tatchpe property and the panic that spread like untold wildfire. Dorm about had a breakdown, remember? About North Hatchaby? And what did old Uncle Yorgos tell you? We'll have use of it. They'll hold it for us. And they want to be included. They want to be included. They want to build some dreams. And just transferring land into money is not a man's dream. Not really. We're going to have to give some thought to how in the world we're going to have group meetings so ones can participate. All ones need encouragement. Especially until money is there. It's hard to live on encouragement instead of money. But if you don't have either, you ought to have one. Very soon now.
Maybe we should hold our group meetings in the mayor's meeting room at the Kelsey's restaurant. Invite your new friend from the Chamber of Commerce. Randall has a new friend from the Chamber of Commerce.
Tell me about it.
You put the word friend in there, so I definitely met the gentleman that runs the Chamber of Commerce, as far as he's concerned. And he's been here for quite some time. And I came through town the first day, which was yesterday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Full day.
Just wonderful things. Gave me an overview of the way he looked at things and some of the feasibility studies that they were doing in this area and other areas. The government has given $500,000 to this Kern County area in different cities to do feasibility and look at the land, find out what lands are zoned for what use and what lands are available, and just the breakdown of the soil and water availability and what areas would be best used for which types of agricultural processes and business processes. I'm trying to think of the name of the company. I believe it was Fantech, F-A-N-T-A-C. I'm not sure. And each city was allotted like $50,000, and they paid, I think it's Fantech, if I have the name correct, $100,000 between the different cities to do this study. I don't know when it'll be done, and I was going to go back and talk to the gentleman a little more, but he gave me a little overview and talked about, he asked me some questions about what I wanted to be in this area for, and because he said he was doing a survey to help that survey. And I've been a little nebulous with him. I mainly asked him questions because I didn't want him asking me questions. He answered my questions for me. And that was my meeting with him. He was fairly encouraging, encouraged myself, encouraged me in the area of wanting to grow, but he just doesn't know which way or anything, which way to go. That was my meeting with him. I also picked a map up and some brochures and some other things there at the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, it's a helter-skelter town. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but where else are you going to find the beauty and the perfect location like you have here? I can warn all of you, you're going to be touched. You're going to be impacted by ones. All have lessons. All have dreams. And it's going to be very painful to you ones to watch other ones' dreams being what you perceive as killed off. And yet, you see, we're moving into a time when basically age is unimportant. For the first time on your place, age will be respected for the experience that it has had. We're not going to have ones reach 65 years of age and go sit in a rocking chair. Man maybe at 65 has gained a little bit of knowledge from the experience of the road he's traveled. But it has become such a habit that even the ones reaching 65 years of age think they are through. No way. Not anyone in this group is going to get away with it. Why would we experience all these lessons with you if it were not to share? And many ones have waited until the children are grown, whatever, and now they're going to do what they dreamed of doing. And they've ended up in a place where they love to be. And now they're going to try to experience their dream. And the world has changed. The world has changed. Nobody's going to come into a little sports shop to get fishing line anymore. No one's going to go into a little candy shop to buy candies anymore. And it's sad. Because that is what made the little town to begin with. The coming into the stores, the little general stores, and everybody sharing. Somebody needs a barn built. Somebody's shed burned down. And those days are gone. And man doesn't want to give up the only beautiful thing that he had to cling to was his camaraderie and sharing with his brother in the building of a new world, because that's what America was. You're going to build that new world again. This time it may have domed roofs. But you don't have to give up the beauty of a relationship to make a place of great beauty and great success, where all men can put in their contribution, withdraw with pride their value in repayment, and if Dorma says it's Pollyanna, you know, maybe Pollyanna had a dream. Maybe it can be nice for everybody. It might as well be nice for everybody as bad for everybody. We will make it what we decide to make it. I suggest we make it nice for everybody.
Second.
It's imperative we keep open land. Man needs a place to recover his balance. The reasons that land around this particular dwelling needs to be purchased, but quite frankly not the least of it, is to be able to walk out into the back and look and see nothing but trees and take a breath. And we're there, and it's not your neighbor's garbage pail. And it's sad because the youngsters coming up, the very ones who need to send their children out into the open field, cannot afford it. So they'll take a half acre of land and put four or five houses on it, and then live in each other's living room or bedroom. The very ones who need to experience the closeness to God cannot afford it. Yes, your world is a little backwards. So let's set up our mortgage bank so that these youngsters can have a little bit to begin with and grow. It can be done. It's not just an idle dream. there truly is not just an idle dream. And because the youngsters cannot produce and have those things, they live in torment. And they struggle, and so pretty soon they either go off by themselves or they go drink or they whatever to be able to live with it. Get as much land around as you can and be careful how you build on it. If you get a stretch of land like this, get the land on the other side of Allen. Get this land to the south. And if Allen needs to expand, let him expand onto your property. You ones don't have to be such nitpickers. Not going to hurt to have a carport or a garage and let him turn his garage into a family room, for instance. The logical place to have his garage is lapping over onto this south lot. Man's forgotten how beautiful it is to share with his neighbor. And I pray for Alan. He's had a very bad day. They're going through a great deal. And yet you can't do it for them. You can only be there when they ask. Or offer if they don't. Now you know how I feel. I can't butt in. There's no way you can do it. And when we hook you, you're hooked. You can't go back. I know that. Truth cannot be unlocked. It's why Wally Matt Pearson is living in hell. Please use compassion. He found it and he threw it out and stomped heavily upon it. And how do you come back? He perceives he can't. He's incorrect. All he has to do is come back. He doesn't have to grovel. I don't know how you feel. It makes me ill to my stomach to have one's groveling. So he made a mistake. So perfection's not yours yet. Would make all the rest of us feel really embarrassed. But it will be fine. I repeat, keep some open land around you. As you once build your houses, try to capture the land on either side. And if you can, oh, let us just say from here up to the corner. Doesn't matter if you have some houses, there are some places that must be kept open. But you can share a lot in between. You don't have to live in each other's pockets. Man needs a place to go and meditate. Quiet, solitude, and beauty. And the most beautiful place is with God. You still cannot even make a weed. Not even a prickly pear. Or a thorn bush. You can make plastic thorns. You cannot build a thorn bush. There are some places that are going to be kept in perfection as God made them. The Water Canyon property is one of them. You can put fountains in the middle of the lake if you want. God didn't make that lake. He made a stream down through there. Your lakes are nice. But there are some areas of that property that will not be touched. And Carey will know what to do with him. And there'll be a time, as things grow and confusion gets heavy, better just make a little time. When your heart is heavy, or you're just filled up too much, to go quietly sit on that place, or back here on this hillside, to get your balance. But the energies are different, you see. There's a lot of energy on this hill, but it's not the same energy that you get up at the wheel. That is holy. This is business. Beautiful, yes. A gift, yes. Life, yes. But it doesn't hold the holiest of the dreams of man as God presented him to this Garden of Eden. No, Dharma, you're not going to find a snake in there. You're not even going to find an apple in there. All the myths you once had. Wouldn't it be nice? But Leah told you where to find it, and you couldn't dig it up. We have had a lot of fun. Oh, brothers, we have had a year and a half of fun. You see, they still don't have anything, and they've made it a year and a half. I told you you could. I don't know how you did it either.
That's the best one of them.
But you see, for you ones who don't know, things were pretty rough, and these children are going to learn and play, and Overly's trying to build his shelves under the house, and Joyce Nash is here from Alaska, and they're playing their games. They called in the energies, and brother, every one of them showed up, didn't they? Scared the living daylights out of these girls. They're sitting in the kitchen. Come in, come in, come in. And they all did. And it all centered right in the middle of that table. And there's Dharma. Please be of the light. I will never forget. We've had wonderful experiences. And so they go through well. We need a little help. Who is responding, please? And Soltec keeps coming, you know. Well, you called me, what do you want? So Joy says, well, we need a little financing help. Leo comes and says, well, it's right there on the hill. What's right there on the hill? The gold is right there on the hill. Carl's been out, everybody says there's gold right under this house. I say, get your mineral rights all lined up. There's gold all over this hill. Leo says it's right there. Go pick it up. Well, you see, the problem is, we look down and we see it laying all around. But it may be 4 inches under the ground or something for you. We're looking for a long way away. And dear precious Leah is saying, go to Mu. Well, poor Apis tried first, and he couldn't spell very well. His English is pretty bad. And so we're going to go to Mu. Is that Lemuria? No. No, no, no. Mu. Finally, we do, after running all over Mojave and everywhere, we go up to Mu, which is right up on Meditation Point here. And Leah says, it's right here. Well, is it where we can see it? Yes. Well, pretty soon, she sends Oblaf to shovel. And they get up there, and they've scraped off the whole hillside. Now Oberly says, oh my gosh, you know, look at this mess. I can't even... I'm sorry, Oberly. I'm going to have another good day. And poor Leah is just choking, and we're all watching and waiting. You see, we have very unsophisticated energies here too, and they're learning. And it never occurred to her that you could not see what she sees. And so, trying to speak her language, she would say, 2 feet to the northwest. And they would take their shovel handle, they would measure. And here's Joyce Nash with the gold necklace dangling it over this open ground where Overly's been digging. It's just incredible. Finally, I had to say, Leah, they can't see it, dear. And finally, I had to say, oh my God, they're going to find it. If they keep digging, because it's there, I tell you, I promise. On my word of honor. And I have pretty good word of honor. That crystal is midnight blue. It is just a starburst of gold. It is incredible. And there are nuggets. There's a whole vein of gold that comes down through here. And you can smell it. The Indians can smell it anyway. And Leo could see it. But she's 250,000 miles up here, you know. And she says, right there. And she was hurt. You know, she felt very foolish. And finally I said, what would they do with it? Now they've got a whole pocket full of gold. What are they going to do with it? If it spreads around town, undoubtedly the people who own the property are going to raise the price of it. Not to mention coming and lynching them for stealing their gold. Anyway, we had a wonderful time. I've had an incredibly beautiful year with you. I get a little bit sad as I see you graduating, and then it all comes back to me when I see you loving it and how you've grown. How you've grown. And that makes me a little sad. It's like watching the children grow and finally turn into adults where you can stand them. It's beautiful. There are other places in this country that will touch you as much. One of the major pieces of property that needs to come under the caretaking is truly the Broome property, which is called the Loop Ranch. There are 24,000 acres, and over behind the first ridge of mountains is a little place called Tweedy Creek. It has some areas that you can, well, I called it harbor, it isn't, but you do corral the cattle. Mm-hmm. Very private. Pretty good roads over into that valley, little stream. You could tuck anything back in there, and it would be away from the world and the eyes. It was a great Indian place also, so there are many things of the ancients on some of those precious hilltops. It should be a wildlife preserve because there are many deer there. It has been cared for under lock and key. There are ones in the community would wish to make a hunting lodge up there. Another good reason we need it in our care. We're not going to kill the creatures. You don't need to kill the creatures. You'll outgrow all of that. Now that you young men are here, we can begin to put these proposals together and break them down. You can take the Broome Ranch. John will sell it when there's money available. He wants to develop part of it near the North Tehachapi property because that is where you're going to develop. But he's going to utilize basically some of the barren hills. And you don't need those anyway. As the wind picks up, you're not going to want those hills. and it would be long before anyone would approve wind turbines that close. There will come a time when you will have them that close because you'll want the power. But not yet. Man does not see into the future that way. But on that property, you can have the entire top of the ridges that are windswept. They're out of view. Might show along the ridge line, but that would be beautiful. These are magnificent, magnificent machines. And by the way, we're trees called.
Okay. This is Friday, is he? I wonder if he wanted me to call him back.
Oh, you would have to check.
I'll have to read the machine.
You're rolling. You don't have any bad projects. You don't have any bad ones. You have money makers.
Commander?
What?
Would you continue to speak with these ones? I better call Will Treese right now. It just dawned on me that he might want to come down this weekend.
Do you want to know who Will Treese is?
No.
Oh, well, we have something to talk about then. Will Treese was head of all wind development. Actually, a lot of alternative energy development, but when they came together, these ones and with trees, he was head of wind development for the entire Westinghouse operation. At that time of meeting, they became quite great friends. And
Will Treese, please.
I Will dabble Treese, in everything, please. These ones. Have contacts, for instance, in Greece, and there was some talk of a joint venture in Greece and on some of those islands. As the years went by, as time passed, Will took a little bit of an early retirement from Westinghouse. They had been working with these machines. Mitsubishi had taken their first prototype, which truly is not too good.
Yes.
They're going to have great trouble with it. Westinghouse had basically even discarded it. The equipment, they just seemed to copy it. There isn't a lot of integrity there. Anyway, there is now a young man that has taken Will's place because Will came to the West Coast, and he headed up another one of Westinghouse's subsidiaries. And now we're back talking the $100 million 90 machine wind park. These machines, well, let us say the largest one that you will see in this area would be 150 to 200 kilowatts an hour. Production. We're talking one that the model sits on your bar shaft back there. That blade span is approximately 142 feet in diameter. It will produce a minimum of 600 kilowatts, closer to 750 kilowatts an hour. Two would run this whole community. Incredibly durable, beautiful machine.
This is EJ Eckert.
And we will do it. We already have the land picked out.
He called me this afternoon. That's the company number, but not his phone number. I didn't get in early enough to call him back to the company.
All ones that have been dabbling around in the periphery all these months will now begin to really come in. You sense it. They sense it. You're going to need to work on alternative energy forms for quite a while. none of you really realize why you do anything. Charles, for instance,
my name is Eckert.
The young son in engineering school chose to do a thesis on induction versus synchronous power generators. But you see, it gets more important than that. There are only two turbines made that use synchronous power, synchronous generators. Westinghouse and Edelman, a German machine. These particular machines, their power generation is the same cycle that you use in your house. So you don't need huge transformers. All of these wonderful machines out on the hill that can keep you alive have induction generators. That means you have to use large transformers to run it in through the grid to be utilizable.
And here am I.
So we have this kind of situation. So we have worked long and hard at making sure the next big batch of machines that go in this place are Westinghouse, synchronous generators, and big. So things are looking beautiful. We have entree to what DJ calls the Luz, L-U-Z.
Yes, of course.
Actually, I believe that may be an Israeli company. At least they had their big power meeting this year in Israel. It is not too distant from here. You probably would enjoy seeing it. They use oil with... what would we call them? Convex? Is that curved inward?
Concave?
Anyway, curved mirrors. They look like troughs. But they focus the sun hits these mirror surfaces and focus on these pipes that run oil. And then the oil is heated and goes to the well. Our major thrust would be in photovoltaic. We have entree to some pretty good ones. Not the least of which would be through Westinghouse to have better photovoltaic cells so far than anyone's on the market, but they are extremely high priced. So only the military uses them. How does that make you feel? For their portable power units. The whole world goes without power while your soldiers play soldier. Mm-hmm. For a very reasonable nominal fee, you could have power to every home in this world. We'll get to it. What would you like to discuss openly? He would call you back.
Yes, and Raleigh will be here on Sunday. And his son is coming with him.
Well, we'll hook another one.
That's the very son who wished to go to Arizona.
That's the very son who didn't want any part of us, right?
I think so.
I believe that's the one.
You got
anyone want to take odds?
You got your hooks into him, too?
Let's see.
Well, if you've got your hooks in him, I know the outcome.
I like a pretty sure bet on those odds.
Yeah, I'll bet on those kind of odds.
What do you ones want to talk about? You called me in, and here I've done all the talking.
Well, we wanted to make our report to you so that you would know that we were busy, busy, busy all day long doing our job.
I even wrote a letter to the Russians.
I would hear it. But I would like to hear about it.
EJ's got it. It's
right there.
Well, we don't have to read it out, but I'm very happy. And you got a proposal off?
Yes. Otto.
and all this other is fermenting, so that you can produce.
Fragments are slowly coming together.
It would be better now that you have experience than you can, and your eye, the important eye, can see it.
Commander?
Yes, please.
Who is with us specifically when we enter the water canyon?
Grandfather. Grandfather, that's his place.
It was very overwhelming.
It was very powerful.
Yes.
So.
That is Grandfather's territory.
And I will say that on the on the weird side, I was overcome with sorrow today. I guess it was just a profound sense of reverence, but it struck me as almost sorrow.
Precious, it's the history of a universe.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly enough, on this particular orb, it's been a sad existence. There's not been a lot of happiness ever in this glorious place. You see, that's what happens with knowledge. You called it Adam and Eve and an apple. No. It's a place of experience. And it's sad that man learns mostly from error, which he perceives as bad. It has been a place mostly of sorrow. And all of that is written in the history. All of it buried in the history.
Definitely feels like it's buried there.
Yes, it's buried there.
I think so.
And if it cannot be brought forth properly, it will remain buried there. It will not be brought forth until man can appreciate it. I'll tell you that.
It was definitely a wonderful experience.
And most, you see, will never go there. But I'll tell you a little bit about the town. And this is something the town does not know. At least once per year, in your August time, it does not necessarily come coincidental with the mountain festival. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is not. But on the 16th and 17th of every year, the major tribal councils and the elders go to that campground called Indian Hills, for that is the closest they can get to that area. And the leaders of those tribes will go right through the fence and go up to that place.
Mm.
And the town will never know about it. They come in quiet, in reverence, in silence. They have their Indian powwows and their dances and all of this stuff, but it not at that time. And they know. You see, in Australia and New Zealand, which I might say bring sadness even to me, your sea creatures are telling you the story. The Aborigines from ancient Lemuria have stopped their dream time. They no longer dream. They know it's done. They just wait. They just wait. they know the cycle has ended and the new begun. And it's a time that Earth is standing still in many ways, holding its breath. And the ancients handle it better. And if they could, they would all be up on that hill in Water Canyon. Because that's where the history of your world resides. You have found crystal skulls in various very sacred places around. You will find at least one there. Those crystal skulls hold the data